So all that student loan debt, more than $1.2 trillion and counting, makes it a major issue in the lives of millions of Americans, as we just heard. And that means that it's an issue in the 2016 campaign for the White House. For example, here's Senator Marco Rubio earlier this month.
Our higher education system today is controlled by what amounts to a cartel of existing colleges and universities, which use their power over the accreditation process to block innovative, low-cost competitors from entering the marketplace.
Barmak Nasirian is with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's dig in a little bit into what some of the specific candidates are saying. I mean, we just heard that clip from Marco Rubio. He calls existing accredited colleges and universities something of a cartel. It sounds as if he wants to allow more for-profit or new players into this world. What do you make of what he has said?
You know, a cartel of 7,500-plus independent competitors is probably not going to be very functional. But that's okay, you know, if he wants to call it a cartel. I think Senator Rubio is very focused on all the good stuff that is currently excluded from federal financing that he believes would move forward and become mechanisms for controlling cost. Some of us worry about federal money attracting fraudsters and low-cost providers that don't really offer anything.
Well, let's flip over to the Democratic side of things. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, he recently told the Washington Post that his family owes almost $340,000 in student loans after sending his two daughters to college. So, you know, trying to relate to the woes of voters there, but he's got a plan as well that you talked about.
His proposal is very expansive. He focuses on the plight of those who already have significant amounts of debt and would like to allow refinancing of existing debt, but with some pretty innovative twists, not least of which is the notion of tying in-state tuition to median incomes.
Well, let's talk for a moment about another approach, and that comes from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He has submitted legislation called the College for All Act, and we've got a tape of Sanders speaking about it. So here it is.
The College for All Act will provide free tuition at every public college and university in America. This means that any student, regardless of his or her background or income, who has the ability and desire will be able to get the education they need and the education they deserve.
So free college at state schools, I mean, how realistic is that?
Well, it's mostly a function of how realistic Senator Sanders' prospects are, because he actually is quite forthright about what this costs. This costs $47 billion a year. His vision of higher ed is a very a European vision, and he actually cites examples of countries in Europe that do this already. So, you know, it's by no means impossible. The issue is whether you have the wherewithals to pay for it.
Well, if we could take a step back here for a moment. I mean, college graduates now owe, as we've been talking about, now owe more than $1.3 trillion in student loan debt. That's tripled from 10 years ago. And I imagine that's, of course, one of the major reasons why this issue is playing out so early in the election cycle here. I mean, what is your reaction that to the fact that so many candidates are talking about the cost of higher ed?
We have all been pondering this. It's very unusual. People who know a lot more about politics than I do suggest that it is because that the whole prospect of sending their kids to college is now so terrifying to parents that it has now replaced anxiety around healthcare affordability as a dominant theme in American life, which would then, of course, explain why so many candidates are talking about it.
So do you think it's a good thing that they're talking about it?
Well, it's a good thing in that we should be talking about issues with this kind of consequence. But I'll also tell you that higher ed insiders are terrified of this conversation, because higher ed is a fairly complicated industry, and the campaign trail doesn't tend to produce particularly nuanced policy. So the fear is that simplistic solutions will become campaign promises that have to be delivered on and may end up leaving us arguably worse off.
Barmak Nasirian is with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.